It's Not Just You with Stacy and Lynn, a safe place to talk about issues and life, especially the things most people don't want to discuss. Now, here are your hosts, Stacy DeFord and Lynn Montemare on Empower Radio.
Welcome to the podcast. I'm Stacy DeFord.
And I'm Lynn Montemare.
And today's topic, I can't believe we haven't done this yet, but yes, I can believe it because
Right. This
is something this has ruled my life.
Oh, no.
And still does. I'm still learning how to deal with it. My name is Stacy.
Yes, I was just going to say.
And I'm a procrastinator.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Now, what's funny is I would not think that you're a procrastinator.
Really?
No.
That's good.
Yes.
That means I'm kind of pulling it off. No, I'm a horrible procrastinator. And I've realized, I was reading a lot about it, especially since I kind of mentally gave myself the month of August off, and I'm having a hard time.
Wait, I love that. A procrastinator gave yourself the month off. Like,
well, no, I just
meant. And then you're going to get started back. Like,
yeah, I know, right? No, but like we were going out of town and there was other stuff going on. I mean, I did work a couple days, but like all my big projects and stuff, I'm kind of like, no, I'm just going to let them go for a couple weeks.
Right.
But now I'm starting to gear back up and I'm like, oh, and now everything seems overwhelming.
Yes.
And I'm like, why did I do that? Should I not have done that? Except I did enjoy my vacation. So,
right. But I just want to make, so your vacation from like big projects that were on your list or that you were in the middle of, or?
That I was in the middle of and like, and maybe stuff that was on my list, although I have been accruing materials.
Okay.
Let's put it that
way.
Okay.
So. Sounds very secret.
It's just Halloween decorations.
Oh, okay.
It's not anything.
Accruing materials.
Yes.
Like, what is she going to be doing?
Well, like today I went to the dollar store.
Oh, okay. Good.
And I bought a little dollar tiny Barbie because my girlfriend gave me like this haunted house thing set up.
Yeah.
And so I saw this thing on how to turn a Barbie into a zombie.
See, that's the thing. You're so crafty and stuff. That's why I don't understand.
Well, I'm not crafty.
You are crafty.
No.
Oh my gosh. You are. Yes, Stacy.
No, I know people who are really crafty.
But you are. Okay. So if there's three levels, you're the middle and I'm like below the bottom. So you are very crafty and only you could go and find a mini Barbie.
I just got lucky.
Oh my gosh.
I was like, wait, there's a mini one. This'll be right outside the house. It'll be awesome. Cause a big Barbie would be too big.
Mm-hmm.
But so doing some research, looking all this stuff up, look, we're even procrastinating, talking about procrastinating.
We're not getting there.
This is how good I am, people. You are dealing with next level procrastination.
I didn't even know what was happening.
The one thing I was pleased to read is it's not the same as being lazy.
Oh, okay.
It's not, because that's part of my problem is I will often feel lazy.
Yes.
Like I'm lazy, I'm terrible. And I'm like I said, I gave myself August off, but now I'm like, oh, now I got to ramp back up and you shouldn't have done. What are you doing? That was so lazy. And procrastinating is not the same as being lazy. However, bad news, it is genetic and it is like a lifelong thing.
Well, I did look it up, the definition, just
because
I'm like, yesterday I was thinking a lot about this.
Okay.
Because I feel like this is the one thing I'm probably like when, you know, I'm always the first one to put myself on the, like, something that's not the best.
Yeah.
Like bandwagon.
Yeah.
I don't think I am a procrastinator.
Oh, no, not at all.
Oh, okay, good.
Not at all.
So I was like, I look it up and it's like the action of delaying or postponing something.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like the opposite, as you know, we've talked about it a couple times. Like I'm a list maker.
Oh yeah.
Got to get that stuff done. And I was trying to think yesterday, sorry about that. I dropped my phone. What do I procrastinate on?
What do you procrastinate on?
Once I have something in my mind, I like have to do it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Something I procrastinate on typically is when I procrastinate on something, it typically never gets done. So something that hangs over my head a lot that used to not would be holiday cards.
Okay.
Now I know for 364 days of the year that Christmas is on that 365th day, right?
Yeah.
So I got a lot of time. It's not like it comes out of the blue announcements on a different day every year. Every year I say, you're going to get the address list together. You're going to get that picture. You're going to go get the cards made. And then I just keep putting it off, putting it until now it's December 23rd. And I'm like, they're never going to get there in time. So, you know,
I'm
going to do
a
New Year's card. No, every year I say this. I'm going to do a New Year's card. Doesn't happen. So now for like the last 5 years, I have, and this is like something that bothers me every single year. And I don't know why I put it off, delay it until it's too late. Yeah, mine are usually something that it's a deadline and then I've missed it.
One year I did send out Valentine's Day cards just because I missed Christmas and New Year's.
Okay, so see.
So I did. I sent out Valentine's cards.
That's awesome.
To my Christmas card list.
Okay.
And everybody got a huge kick out of it.
Okay, well,
so,
yeah.
You know, be flexible, people.
Mm-hmm.
I've procrastinate on things if they seem overwhelming,
okay.
Like a big project, like, you know, it's too many steps.
Okay.
But also, I've told you this before, I have a weird issue with time.
Yeah.
And so I was thinking about this yesterday, like, what do I really procrastinate on? I procrastinate on things if I don't know how much time they're going to take.
Okay.
Because like, okay, so we got this chair. We bought a chair secondhand and it needs a new slip cover. And I cannot figure out online what style chair this is to order the slip cover.
Okay.
So I'm going to have to go into the store with the measurements, talk to somebody, see if I can figure it out. I have no idea how long that's going to take, so
right.
I've been putting it off.
Okay.
Because I don't know if I'm going to be there 10 minutes. I don't know if I'm going to be there 2 hours. I don't. And
what about like doctor's appointments? Do you put those off or do you?
Because
that's a thing for me. Like, I see what you're saying about the time.
Yeah.
So with doctor's appointments, it could be, I feel like sometimes like going to get anything at Secretary of State.
Yeah.
You know, they're so like. It's a crapshoot how long you're going
to
be there.
Well, see, I think for those things, since I know they need to be done, I just leave half the day open.
Oh, okay. Like, okay, so if it's like a need,
yes.
You're like, okay, I can be.
But I will, you know.
So why don't you kind of adopt that same philosophy?
Oh, I could.
Okay.
Except it's new. I've never done it.
Okay.
So, like the Secretary of State, I've been. I
sure.
Kind of have a feel. I've been there for 3 hours. I've been there for 25 minutes.
Right.
So I kind of know how that goes. The doctor's office, same thing.
Okay.
This, I have no idea. I have no idea.
I don't even know, like, where do you walk into a couch?
Well, this chair came from Crate and Barrel.
Oh,
so I'm going to go to Crate and Barrel because I've tried going through their website and they were good thing they're not sponsoring our podcast.
You know,
they were not very much help online.
There you go. I will tell you, I know what you're talking about with that, though. So what I can kind of, you know, relate to that is I kind of I've never liked returning things.
Oh, I hate returning things.
Okay, see.
Yeah.
So I put that off, and I stockpile them all in my car.
Yeah.
And then, like, once, like, the domino starts, then I just start doing, like, last week I went and returned, like, 5 things to 5 different stores.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Because I hate, because of what you just said. You're standing there. I don't know how long this is going to take. I'm very, like, got to get these things done in 2 hours.
And you never know if they're going to look at you like, why are you returning this?
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
Like, don't you know how to use this? Like,
right.
I don't know what it is. It's the fear of being judged.
My sister says she doesn't do returns. She never returns anything.
I didn't for the longest time.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I'm like, if I don't, I definitely return it. I've gotten to the place, because I order a lot of stuff online.
Oh, yeah.
So I can't, you can't do that and not return things, you know, but
exactly.
A lot of stores, even before this pandemic, have made it a lot easier, like having curbside pickup before this even happened.
Yes.
Of the return.
Yeah.
I mean, one store is like, literally, I'll drive up, roll my window down. They just take it because apparently this store like puts a number, a unique number on everything you buy.
Awesome. What store is this?
Nordstrom.
Oh,
so you don't even need to have, like, literally she just took it, like the item out of my car with nothing, no receipt, and said, you'll get an email from me in about an hour. We're busy right now, but in a very nice way. She said it, and I thought, does she even know who I am? How does she even know who I am? And then, sure enough, I got an email an hour later, and I was like, that was so awesome.
That is very good.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good to know.
Yeah,
like that will help me going forward if I need to do things,
mm-hmm.
like knowing that they will do that, and that's going to make my life easier.
Exactly.
Because sometimes I just won't buy things because I don't know if they're going to work out, and I don't want to have to deal with returning them. Like, talk about procrastination.
Right.
Like.
Right, you don't even.
I won't even make the purchase. But so it is a lifelong thing,
okay.
And it is genetic. And if you don't get it under control, it can exacerbate other conditions like depression and stuff. And I've noticed my son is also a procrastinator like me. And it's never like, because a lot of times people procrastinate because they don't want to do something,
right?
And for him, and I think most of the time with me too, it's not that I don't want to do it or I'm not willing to do it. I just don't want to do it right now.
See, I think you really have to explain that a little bit because, like, what something you just said. So someone does not want to necessarily get a colonoscopy.
Right.
But because they put it off, are they really procrastinating? Are they a procrastinator or are they just, like, dreading the idea of getting it done?
I don't know in that situation.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you just said something. I'm like, yeah, some things I just put off because I don't really want to do it.
Yeah. Well, no.
Is that the same?
And that is
Wait,
part
Remy
of
has.
I would say that a lot of procrastination stems from fear.
It is.
I would say so, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That okay.
Just makes
no, no,
sense.
No. That is procrastination because you're scared.
Okay.
And you don't know. That is, like, there's a lot of that falls under the umbrella. It could be fear of failure. It could be fear of success. It could be fear of the unknown. Some people procrastinate because they're afraid of failing. Some people procrastinate because they're afraid of succeeding and then getting more responsibility
mm-hmm.
after that.
Mm-hmm.
So, and like my son, I'm just going to throw him under the bus here, had an issue with a class last year. He was taking it online, got up the first week to attend the class via the internet, but then the professor was putting the lectures up on YouTube. And he was like, oh, so I don't have to get up early.
Oh,
I can just watch them.
Yes.
He had every intention of watching
sure.
them,
mm-hmm.
but somehow didn't get around to seeing all of them.
Mm-hmm.
And again, there was no bad intention there. It wasn't like he was trying to avoid it. It was just not right now.
Oh my gosh. You just triggered a major memory for me.
Ooh.
Oh my gosh. So maybe at one point in my life, I was a procrastinator and I've learned to.
Okay.
So I had a class in college, a humanities class. Now, I didn't even really know what humanities meant.
Nobody does.
Okay, I still don't. And if when I tell you about this class, you're going to think I'm making it up. You're going to think I'm making it up. It was a evening class for 4 hours every Monday.
All right.
Okay, and the teacher would sit on the edge of his desk, and he would have a coffee cup in his hand, and he would just run the rim of the coffee cup with his index finger in a circle motion over and over.
That would
and
make
over.
Me insane.
Yes. So he gave these projects. Like one of the projects was you had to make a
make a mug with a really smooth top.
Yes, exactly. And you had to make an instrument out of something that was an every household item.
Yeah.
But I'm in college.
Yeah.
You had to make a figure out of a minimum of 100 toothpicks, and they could only touch end to end.
Oh, wow.
Okay, these were like very weird things. You had to write 20 pages of 20 lines each of five adjectives, different adjectives in a row. I mean, I'm telling you, this scarred me. So
okay.
Guess what? Something happened, and I didn't like finish all my projects or whatever. I can't remember what happened. Maybe I got sick. I don't know if that's the year I got sick or what happened. So he gives me an incomplete. And this is what he says. You have 1 year to do this. I say, well, I won't need a year. You'll see me back in a week. Okay. It was.
Narrator. She wasn't there in a week.
A year to the date.
Oh, my God.
And I had to meet him. I lived out in Livonia at the time. And he made me meet him at this deli in Troy.
Oh, my gosh.
I took a friend with me. Because this guy just gave me, like, bad feelings. I pull up. He pulls up. He's in a hearse.
Oh, my gosh. The story just gets better.
And my friend's like, this is a joke. I'm like, no, I swear to God. I had to bring the drum I made from the coffee can. The toothpick thing that probably the glue is still wet. I had a year. So, and here's the part. So in the 20-page thing, which I don't even understand what this was.
Yeah.
You had to start each of the lines with a capital letter and end each one with a period, right?
Yeah.
Well, after like 5 pages, I couldn't come up with any more adjectives. I mean, there's 100 right there.
Yeah.
So I decided to take the lines I'd already used and just mix up the adjectives from each line to finish the thing, which technically was not what you were supposed to do.
Yeah.
So here it is, a year, and I'm handing it in, not even done correctly, right? So my friend's with me. We show him the coffee can drum. He's like, okay. I mean, I'm in my 20s, right? This sounds so ridiculous. I show him my toothpick thing that I had to drive out. You know, please don't let anything happen to the toothpick thing. I'm yelling to my friend. Then he gets to the 20-page thing. And keep in mind, he's eating his sandwich and everything. No, we're not eating because we're scared.
Okay, you're at a deli.
Yes.
With a hearse parked outside.
Yes.
And he's eating a sandwich.
And he's thumbing through each of the pages.
Okay.
very slowly. Like, I thought he'd just be like, you got this. I
see. Okay, there's 20 pages here. Move along. It's been a year.
He gets to the eighth page. My stomach's in a knot.
I'm like, sure.
And he gets to the eighth page. He goes, makes this quizzical look, and he goes, huh. And he goes back a page. I'm going, this is it. I'm done. It's over. Mom, I'm not graduating. And so he goes, forgot a period.
Oh, my God.
I go, what the heck? What? We walk out of there. My friend and I, we have so beyond stressed college girls. I'm like, and he gave me an A.
Wow. You know what? So I wish I'd had that professor, because maybe my procrastination would have
been. I was
going
to tell you. I think that's what fixed it.
I'm sure.
I swear to God, I said after that, I will never put myself through this torture. For a year, I would see people on the streets, and I'm like, look at them laughing and having a good time. I'm serious. I'm like, they don't have a toothpick project hanging over their head. I mean, for a year I did this to myself.
Well, there are a lot of tips too.
Okay.
And I'm going to start utilizing them to get myself out of procrastination
mode. Oh, good.
And the first one is,
yes,
forgive yourself.
Well, thank you.
No, seriously.
It's been 20, 30 years.
The first one
years.
Is forgive yourself okay. for procrastinating.
Yes.
Move on. Like, if you keep worrying about it and thinking about it, you're never going to get past it.
No.
So forgive yourself.
Clearly, I'm not pissed.
Yeah. And then you commit to doing,
okay.
not avoiding.
Okay.
So, and you're a doer anyway.
Yes.
So I'm a great avoider.
Okay.
Like, I will find something to read.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, that's how I avoid.
Really? But yeah, you get so much done. See, this is why this is hard for me to
comprehend. I'm a
comprehend.
Great avoider. And if you do have things that you know you've been procrastinating on,
yes.
that you want to accomplish, write them down like you do. You make
yep.
lists.
All the time.
Schedule time to do them. Like, write the exact time in your calendar.
Mm-hmm.
I hate those calendars. I still use a day planner. Like, I write in it. But I hate those ones with the time already in it. I like writing my own times.
Yeah.
But write down a time and have someone check up on you.
Like, yes, accountability.
Accountability.
Yes.
We've talked about that.
We have.
Quite a bit. And so, like, if you know you've got something, like, say this year, I'm going to write in my calendar today.
Oh, okay.
On December 1st, ask Lynn about Christmas cards.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. See, now already knowing that's coming, I'm already.
But look at your buddy helping you out.
I know.
That's what
right?
friends
nice.
Are for.
That is.
I've got one I've been procrastinating about, easy for me to say.
No, I was going to say earlier, I couldn't say it.
I know that I have to move at the end of this
yes.
coming month.
Oh.
And I've got like, I need to just get rid, purge
yes.
so much stuff so that I don't have to move it. I want to make this move easier. I want to condense.
Yep.
I don't want to keep moving the same crap that
yep.
I've moved like 25 times now.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I've got to do it, and I've just been putting it off. And I'm like, you still got a month, but like, get it done now.
It's like, it's do a box so a day. It's going to be so much better.
I'm going to write it down.
Please.
Do write it down.
Then I'm going to tell you guys about it
okay.
so that
and
you check up
hold,
on me.
And like, ask for help. My sister's in the yeah. process of moving, and she owns both places right now because she's doing some work to her new place. So it's not a rush. And so she actually texted my other sister and I last week and said, do you guys have any time to help me? Because I haven't made a plan about this. I'm kind of just half-assing it.
Wait, is she a procrastinator?
No, she's
okay.
generally not. But I think the situation of having both places and having work done and then having not knowing when the work was going to be finished,
yep.
when there would be a final move.
Yeah, day, that is a hard thing.
It is. And so you're kind of like, oh, I can just move stuff in as I need to. And she's finding that that's not going very well.
Right.
So I'm going over there this weekend to help her pack.
Oh, nice.
Well, you know. Oh, there is, I liked this. There is active versus passive procrastinating. Now, passive procrastinating, I do this occasionally, is when you get distracted and you should be doing something, but you get distracted and then pulled off course. I do that occasionally, but most of my procrastinating is active. And that's like those kids who know they have a term paper due and they don't do anything. And then the night before they sit down and write it.
Mm-hmm.
That is what I do. Especially with writing, because it's always in my head.
Mm-hmm.
Even if I'm not writing it down every mm-hmm. day, I would like to get better at writing it down every day. But I'm always, so I said I took a month off from my projects. Well, not really, because I'm still thinking
sure.
about them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still, so there is procrastination, but it is a little more active, I mm-hmm. think. And what were some of the other? Oh, use timers.
Yes.
I read this article. I want to try this for a week. Maybe I'll try this week. There was a woman who owned a small business, but it had blown up. She was, mm-hmm. it was, you know, her life in the New York Times. I'm trying to remember what business it was. And she has timers going all day long. She's like, all right, I'm going to look at my email for 30 minutes. I'm going to do this for 30 mm-hmm. minutes. I'm going to do this. And I'm like, that seems like you would get a lot done.
Well, I also read something too for procrastinators, and that's, so like, let's say you're procrastinating ironing clothes.
Yeah.
Or try to combine it with something that you want to do. So you want to watch a show on Netflix, you can only watch that show if you iron the clothes.
Oh, yeah.
If you'd like to listen to audiobooks or podcasts.
That's what I do when I iron.
Oh, really? See, it said like only say, you know, if you're also putting off walking, uh-huh. like you've been meaning to start walking, then say you can't listen to any more of your book unless you're walking. Like,
oh, yeah.
Put it with something that you want to do.
Yes.
To get the thing that you don't want to do out of the way.
That's good advice.
Put the little carrot in front of you. You
yes.
know, dangling the carrot in front of you while you're on your walk mm-hmm. or doing whatever you got to
so
do. I like that. Maybe I'm going to listen to some music while I clean out my room and box everything up.
A podcast mm-hmm. that you've been dying to listen to, or a book or something. Like, yeah, like, okay, now it's packing. I'm going to listen to this.
I used to do that a lot. Like, would always do the lawn, like fold all the stuff, everything when I was watching a show.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's when I do my guilty TV, like,
yes.
you know, Real Housewives.
Mm-hmm.
It's when I'm folding laundry.
Yes.
Because you can't just watch it.
Oh,
you feel
you
too
can't?
Scared. Well, I do sometimes.
I was going to say,
but
that is my, like you're going to not do anything. This is like you're enjoying your enjoyable hour of
yeah.
the day. You know,
your guilty pleasure.
My guilty pleasure, yes.
Sometimes I feel too guilty and I have to fold laundry. Mm. Not going to lie.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah. So, I'm...
No, going back to,
yeah.
did you notice growing up that either of your parents had this?
Oh, God, yes.
Oh, really?
I think both of them.
Really?
Oh, yeah. My dad especially. Yeah. And it's, and I think it's, my dad's an engineer, and I think it's because he always has projects going on in his mind, and
mm-hmm.
he just loses track of,
mm-hmm.
Well, maybe my mom wasn't. I don't know. I think they both were to a degree. Yeah.
I don't know that I see. Maybe also it's just growing up with.
Yeah.
Because I don't recall thinking back and going, oh, my parents were procrastinators. You know, I mean. I don't think that. But again, I do feel like now that we brought this like the Christmas card thing up in my
uh-huh.
mind, I do feel like my thing is related to like deadline stuff.
Okay.
Like where it would I never want to miss a deadline, but when it's something that you don't have to do.
Yes.
But once it's passed, there's
then
no
it's just over. Yeah.
That's my thing.
That's
I think.
Interesting.
Yeah. When because before I walked in here, I was like, oh, I don't procrastinate anything. And then when we were talking, it came up to me. I was like, I do that every even in November. I'll say, even buying Christmas presents.
Wow.
Oh, I'm the worst. You know. Well, I'm not the worst actually. My brother. Has been known to possibly go into a 7-Eleven on Christmas morning to buy a gift at the last minute.
Okay.
Or he buys his tree like on December 24th. I'm like, what are we doing?
Now, for our family Christmas, we do the white elephant thing. And my sister does show up with the gifts for that. But it's funny, when we would just get together and randomly give gifts, she'd be like, I didn't find anything for you.
Yeah.
And it'd be like, oh. Okay. And
right.
Yeah. Or birthday. Like she's never, and it's not that I expect anything, but
yeah.
she said, I'm not consistent about this. And it's just, and I don't think she's procrastinating
it. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Cause I used to be I don't know. It's just, I think it seems overwhelming to me. Like the addresses, the right picture, back in the day when people just sent normal cards.
Yes.
It was a little bit easier, but now there's a lot of pressure.
You can still just do that. I know lots of people who do.
Really?
Yes. I know lots
of
people who do.
I feel like there's pressure with all the...
And
people write the book about, you know,
okay,
what their
so
whole family's
doing. Okay, so you're going to start small this year.
Oh, okay.
You're going to start small. You're going to find a card you like.
Okay.
And you're just going to sign your family's names.
There you go.
That's your goal for this year.
All right.
And
I want to do it because I've been collecting since the pandemic. One of the things I've been doing is putting all addresses into an Excel document. I've never did that before. Right.
See.
You're funny. Oh, look at you.
I have not done that.
Yes, I've been doing that. I'm like really proud of myself. Every time I get anything in the mail, I'm putting the address in. I'm reaching out to people because I'm getting ready. Yeah. Getting ready for this year.
Very good. Okay, so we want to hear your tips about procrastinating. Are you a procrastinator? How do you get over it? What do you do to get yourself out of that?
And if you're a friend of mine, please text me your address.
You can find all our social media on our website, StacyandLynnPodcast.com. We're on Facebook. We're on Instagram. We're on Twitter. It's not just you or Stacy and Lynn Podcast. And we'd love to hear from you. See you next week.